Welcome to the Sport Passion Podcast. And here is your host, Lars Marendorf.
Hello and welcome to the Sport Passion Podcast. This is the second English version of the podcast from the European Players Media Tour. This time, Sergei and I talked to Simon Nemec, now with the Calgary Flames, who was traded from the New Jersey Devils. Hope you guys enjoyed the interview, and if you do, please recommend the show and follow the show, and maybe if you want to, you can also support the show. You can read everything about that in the show notes. Enjoy the interview, Simon Nemec of the Calgary Flames. Okay, how is your off-season? And in regards to the off-season, is there anything special that you worked on in the off-season that you have not worked on in past off-seasons? Is there anything you wanted to add to your game?
Oh yeah, first of all, my off-season was crazy, you know, that trade and everything, so yeah, it was pretty busy, but I tried to do a similar thing what I did last year. Maybe the only thing is that I did more like bikes, like road cycling, like more hours, just to get more
outside or in the gym, or
like I try to outside because it's more fun than the gym, but I just try to work on my conditioning stuff more, and we feel like this can help us, so yeah.
How was the trade process? Was what it was, but now that you're past it a little bit, can you take us back on when you heard, how you thought of it, initial impressions, and now that the dust has settled a little bit, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, like, well, the rumors were there, so there were so many teams, but not Calgary. And yeah, when I got that call from Sandy Mehta from New Jersey, and he told me that he traded me to the Calgary, I was like a little shocked, but I was in a positive way because I felt like I need a change. The team feels like they needed a change, so I think it was like good trade for both of us. And I'm really happy with that Calgary step in, and they gave up a like good amount for me. So. Mm-hmm.
Have you had much chat with Calgary management, coaches yet? Any of the players? How has that process been like? Your role definition?
I mean, they called me right away, and we spoke a little bit. So it was really really good chat. Like, I know that I'm gonna get bigger opportunity. That's what I wanted in New Jersey, but it didn't work out there. So I'm ready to take another step. Mm-hmm.
What do you hope will work out here that maybe didn't for one reason or another? Just sometimes change of scenery helps.
Yeah, that's. I felt we had like too many players in New Jersey for that one role, and appealing Calgary, I have more chance to prove that I'm player as I want to be.
Mm-hmm. And what does that player look like if you can, if everything clicks for you?
Yeah, I just want to play big minutes, play in every situation, and be probably the good two-way defenseman and be one of the leader of our team. So yeah, that's my goal for another couple of years.
Calgary's in a unique spot right now. They're trying to build something up from the ground. You get to be part of that process now, kind of ride with everybody. How excited are you for that opportunity, and how do you view the team?
Yeah, that's good. I mean, the team is obviously in good spot, I would say. We have like young guys, which are already in our team, and young guys, and they're waiting for their chance. So I think the Calgary is pretty good, in pretty good spot, and I want to be part of that, and I want to be part of that player to build around. And yeah, so that's I think it's an exciting opportunity for me.
What did you know about the city before being traded, and now how has your research been in terms of where to go, what to do, how to embrace the city?
I mean, like, before I knew the nature is unbelievable there, and we had some team buildings in Banff, so I've already been there, so nice, really nice nature. I got my two friends there playing, so they told me so many good things about the Calgary, which makes me way more excited to get there. So yeah.
Okay. Found a place to stay. Do you have any of those kinds of logistics things taken?
Yeah, we already found a place and everything. So I just want to be ready and for the hockey. So I just don't want to deal with another stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Last year at the arena. For the city, and iconic for lots of folks. There's going to be a transition. You get to be part of that, but do you, as maybe a hockey fan, is it cool to play in that building and kind of say goodbye to it?
Yeah, I played there twice, but I didn't really think about like the arena. We just came there, we played, and we left. But now, yeah, I'm glad that I can be part of that last season. I think it's gonna be really emotional for some people, for some fans from the Calgary, but I think we are all excited about the new arena. The World Cup is going to be there, so I think the Calgary is in a great spot right now.
Is that something that also played a part in you committing to Calgary, that there's going to be a new arena, going to be a new environment? I don't know about the practice facilities, but I can imagine that they're going to be updated as well. So is that also something that played a factor in that decision?
Yeah, but I was traded there, so I had no decision to make. But Calgary is, I think great spot, like I said, and this another new stuff just makes me more excited to go there. Like new arena, I don't know if practice ring is gonna be there or something, but the living is, I heard, like really good there. Yeah, maybe it's gonna be colder than in New Jersey, but I grew up between the mountains, and mountains are around my hometown, so I think the nature is gonna be similar. So yeah, I'm really excited about that.
You said you know some parts of the area around it as well. What do you know about the Battle of Alberta? And is that also something you're looking forward to? We have Leon Draisaitl later on. Obviously, the Oilers are in a different place as a franchise. But is that also something you're looking forward to, those emotional battles there in Alberta?
Yeah, we know like how hockey is the number one sport in Canada. So the Battle of Alberta is always the rivalry. It doesn't matter if Calgary is going to be the worst team in the league and Edmonton best team. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It's still just four games, and everyone's going to put everything to that to make their fans happy. And yeah, I'm really happy that I can be part of that and play against the two best players in the world four times this year. So yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. You mentioned to Sergei what you want to see in your game and how you see your game. Is there someone from the past, a former player, that you idolized and you wanted to emulate your game a little bit afterwards? Or is there even someone in the league right now, if you look at your players in your position, is there someone that you say, okay, maybe that's someone I want to model parts of my game after?
Yeah, when I was younger, I always look at Erik Karlsson. Mm-hmm. Like, he was my biggest idol, I would say. And like, if I'm older and older, I'm trying look at almost every defenseman and take someone from that put it to my game, just to be complete player. I don't want to be just too offensive or too defensive. I just want to be part of everything and be like, I would say two-way defenseman or something like that. So.
And with Carlson, is there, from your point of view, I mean, you're a younger player, but is there any interaction when you have a game against one of his teams and you know, okay, that's the guy I looked at? Is there anything you're saying, okay, yeah, I step up to him, you say hi, maybe? Is there sometimes an interaction where you ask another player about, I don't know, how he's doing some moves? I mean, I can imagine teammates, but also with other players. Is there interaction?
Oh, not really. I don't think so. We have that time to speak with him. Like, hockey is the fast game, so we don't have time. But I'm just trying to look at him when we are playing against each other. If, okay. If I have time, if I'm sitting on the bench, yeah. Just trying to learn something from the best players. So yeah, that's the only thing.
You mentioned Leon and Connor. What are some things that are really challenging against those guys? And maybe if you look around the league, who could be one player that maybe no one is really thinking about that you say, okay, he's got one special move that is really hard to defend for me?
Yeah, I would say Pastrňák.
Okay.
Like, he can sell the shot, like, okay. Really well, and then do some magical things with the puck, I would say.
Okay.
He did it once to me, probably first time against him, and I was like, how he did that? Yeah, like, I was like 100% sure that he's gonna shoot, and he didn't. So, and he went for a breakaway. So yeah, it was, yeah, he's one of that player.
Yeah, and with Connor and Leon, with Connor obviously probably the speed, but with Leon, is there anything that is a challenge against a guy like that?
Yeah, I mean, he's really strong and strong in the puck, and probably his shot, he can rip it from everywhere. So that's his strength, I think.
Okay, good. I would say I'm done.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Perfect.
Talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.